This is a podcast on Many Matters, a communication channel from Many.app.
I'm your host, Gerald Chua.
And I'm Chris Liao, your co-host for this adventure. Together, Gerald and I hope to bring a unique blend of experiences to the table as we embark on this journey with you.
Let's introduce ourselves.
In his 25-year career as a journalist, Gerald has interviewed influential individuals from CEOs to celebrities and brand icons. These conversations have given him insights into the complexities of our world and the remarkable stories of those shaping it.
Chris heads up the marketing at Many and was formerly a digital and e-commerce professional from 3M with a diverse background spanning both technical and creative disciplines. He also has a passion for community building and gaming. I believe Chris' experience can offer listeners a fresh perspective about digital and the world we live in today. In this podcast, we'll dive into topics that matters to you, exploring topics on how digital is reshaping industries and communities worldwide.
So join us as we explore the trends, innovations, and ideas shaping our world today.
Stay tuned for insightful conversations, inspiring stories, and practical tips that will change the way you think about the world around you. Welcome to the Many Matters podcast, where ideas come to life. All right. So welcome once again to our very first podcast. Our topic today is the future of online service marketplace, exploring the growth and potential of platforms like Many for connecting buyers and sellers. So it's a very interesting topic that we have today. What say you, Chris?
Yeah, of course. I think the world has certainly changed especially in the last few years and accelerated, where we see all kinds of different platforms emerging, everything from just buying products, even getting services, or even be able to engage freelancers on various platforms today. Yeah,
it's amazing. Can't believe it. Like today, almost anything you want, you can just jump to Shopee or Lazada, and sky's the limit now where online shopping is concerned. But however, what do you think of the service platform? Can it be as lucrative as how Shopee and Lazada is thriving now? Can it happen for the service industry?
Yeah, I really believe that's something that will happen, because services, as we all know, is definitely a higher ticket item compared to like physical products. I mean, putting aside high-end stuff that's like a laptop or things like that, the average deal that you can make for a service is definitely a few hundred ringgit at the very least. And in the market today, globally, we don't really see a major player emerging in this space, right? It's a very complex space, I have to admit. Hence why we don't see as many people coming to it, and we also see failures in the market. But certainly there is a need amongst everyone, right? Whether you are a service provider offering your services, or if you're just an average person who's looking to engage someone to help you in your home or in your office, right?
Yeah, it's true what you said. However, I would think that maybe the need is there, but maybe the technology has not caught up with the scene. But I do believe this is a trend that will shape the future. Now, let's zoom into the Many App platform. So, Chris, being a speaker and a marketer for Many App, what do you think are the unique features that Many has to offer? And how does it differentiate itself from the competitive online marketplace?
Yeah, so I just joined recently because of the vision that we have for this platform. We're still in our infancy, and some of the features that we're looking at include really diving into the actual purchase flow that buyers need to undergo for various services. So we are committed to bringing that to the table. So how we're different from in the market today is that we really want to help SMEs to really make the most of our platform to be able to earn a good income from it. And therefore, one of the differences, we are a pay-per-sale-based platform. Right? What that means is that when someone engages a service provider for a job, we only take our fee when the job has been successfully booked and completed. We're also working very hard to create actual business tools that SMEs will be able to use their day-to-day. Hence, one of the things that is a hallmark of our platform is actually the keyword automation. So we really want to be able to automate a lot of the back-end processes when it comes to being a service provider.
Thanks a lot for sharing, Chris. Maybe if we can backstep a bit and just explain what's the tagline of Many, actually.
One of the taglines is services without barriers, right? Oh, so okay. The reason why we've coined this particular phrase is because we really want to remove the barriers that that hold back the customer from actually purchasing or booking a service from a provider. We also want to remove the barriers in how fast the service provider can respond to the customer.
And I understand the unique difference about Many is that it's not just focused on the providers or the sellers, but also on the buyers. So it is an ecosystem that benefit both buyers and sellers. And therefore, our next question is, how does Many facilitate the connection between buyers and sellers? What benefits does this platform offer to both parties?
So we are actually looking at how everyone on the platform can benefit from each other. So that means, what that means is that what we hope to achieve as we move forward is to actually create an ecosystem where everyone collaborates together to to find the services that they need to be able to recommend businesses on the platform. At the same time, also be able to benefit from that actual activity of recommending each other and just supporting the businesses there. So essentially what this means is that everyone is able to achieve some level of financial value from our ecosystem. It's a regular customer, right? By supporting the businesses on the platform, by introducing customers or recommending those your favorite providers to your friends and your family, potentially being able to connect businesses together so that everyone can also do business with one another and therefore be able to actually grow their businesses together effectively.
So it sounds like an interesting proposition. Make life easier for both buyers and sellers?
Yeah, for sure. Because what we really want to see is a platform where everyone can congregate together online in this particular sphere, right? We also hope to really be able to build a strong community where both buyers and sellers of services, right, are able to interact with one another, to be able to also endorse one another so that you have a safe environment for people to buy and sell services. At the same time, also encourage conversations exposed to these different providers on the platform. Yeah.
So in summary, we are saying that Many is transforming the way people buy and sell services in the future. But I don't see that many platforms available, right, Chris?
Yeah. To my knowledge, I don't think we see a breakout story anywhere in the world in this space, simply because it's a very tough space to be in. But we certainly want to see make a difference in the way services are bought and transacted with online. Truly believe that we want to offer protection as well to consumers because it's so easy to get scammed, their hard-earned money, or even being rendered services that are not up to par.
I think perhaps that's one of the reasons why this platform did not really pick up earlier. Thanks to technology, like today, we can enjoy these services. Now, this question is, what role do you think technology plays in driving the growth? How is Many leveraging technology to stay ahead?
Yeah, so definitely we are looking at we are definitely building our own set of tools with the existing technologies. So we are open to actually bringing a lot of these scalable type technologies. We're also looking at how we can actually bring more security as well to ensure that users' data is protected. It's all available things today. We can see a convergence of tech, right? We can see AI also slowly becoming embedded. So all these tools actually come. We see that it will come together into one place, where everyone is able to actually leverage this technology, on integrated platforms. Yeah,
that's very interesting. Despite the advancements of technology, the basic instinct is still about sales and marketing. It's about building trust and reliability. So buyers and sellers, they don't trust each other in an online environment. How do you think Many can help to ensure trust and reliability between buyers and sellers?
Yeah, so that's why we are engaging the market more carefully. What we are looking to do actually is to verify any service provider who comes on our platform as best we can, and also build in features where the community gets to actually rate. Building trust is important. So on one hand, we as a platform should be accountable to ensure that only reputable providers are on a platform to help maintain this ecosystem of trust that we want to build.
Yeah, that's interesting to note. Not only is it important to build trust and have a platform that can bring the buyers and sellers together, but
I think community is the key to it. It's not so much about being able to crystal ball things. One of the things I've learned in my career is that the voice of customer is really important. So giving a voice to the customer, being able to listen to them, and then, you know, of course, seeing the amount of feedback that we get, be able to sift through that and find the nuggets that we can latch on that that we can hear from the customer. And then based on that feedback, right, these are the things that we really hope will be able to give us the insight to be able to introduce features or to make changes to our platform that will give consumers the best possible experience and also to meet their needs. And of course, everyone values different things in different generations. So I think that's where we really want to adapt and to meet the market demands.
Yeah, that's well said.
I think that's something we really hope to be able to come to a place where this whole many platform, right, will be able to have a space like that, create this positive atmosphere of creating some change in the service industry.
I do believe what you say, because as you know now, the world is a lot different now because of something to happen, and that's how they build the community. And now many is creating the platform for buyers and sellers to come together, and who knows, you know, this can be a big thing in the near future. Looking ahead, what are some of the key opportunities and challenges that online service marketplace like many will face, and how do you plan to navigate them?
So I think the key opportunity is really the gap in the market, right? There is no one platform that does it really well. That's definitely the key opportunity that we're going to address, right? The gap. And also being able to pick the best possible partners to work with on our platform.
Sometimes technology separates people, because now you can do everything in the comfort at home, but deep inside us, there's still a need to come together. All these meet-up groups and people come and say hi, hello, and get to know each other. It's a fundamental part of human nature that always want to connect. So I think maybe that is the motivation behind a platform like Many to bring buyers and sellers together. So that comes to the end of our first podcast. So any final thoughts, Chris?
Yeah, no, I hope this will be one of many that we will do, no pun intended. I think as we move forward, we are creating conversations. I think our future episodes, let's dive into other topics that we can talk about, right? About digital, maybe even about life itself. Have a bit more fun with some of the topics that we're going to address. Yeah, so I hope more people can join us. And we also want to hear your comments and feedback on what you want to talk about, and maybe even invite some of you to come on the podcast from time to time.
Yeah, certainly. We look forward to more interesting conversations and with new guests in the future who can add on to our conversation. And for the meantime, we thank all of you for joining us for the Many Matters podcast.
So until next time, remember to dream big, innovate boldly, and check out www.many.app. Thank you.
All right, yeah.
You've been listening to Many Matters, a podcast from Many.app.